More grace to everybody. I am so grateful to be on here communicating with you what I believe the Spirit of the Lord would have me to say to you in this hour. If you would do me a favor and just give me your undivided attention, and only should be on here for about 20 to 30 minutes maybe, but I believe very strongly that this is the hour of manifestation in the life of the believer. I believe it was either this year or last year I communicated to those who are part of KCC especially, but to the body of Christ at large, that this is the season of more, that God wants you to have more. He doesn't want you to just be talking about it, but he wants you to demonstrate it. But I also know that the Spirit of God began to deal with me this year and over the last couple of months about seeing to it that even though we have this more, and even though we are liking things, we must understand that life does not consist of the abundance of things that a man possesses. For where his treasure is, there will your heart be also. So the Spirit of God has been dealing with me very strongly about understanding that it's all about him, how to become focused on him, his presence, his power, his anointing. And I want to say something to you. It's not just about being rich with money. It's not just about being rich in education, but this is where I'm going. It's about being rich in relationships, rich in community. One thing we're going to have to master in the body of Christ, if you're going to live this life or if you're going to be normal, one thing you're going to have to master is people. And I want to say that with all sincerity. One thing that I wanted to make sure, because God had called me to be a blessing to the people. I'm a pastor, but as a pastor, I have to serve the people. I'm a minister. I have to deal with people. And so I understood that if I'm going to be in church and being the household of faith and be around people, all right, one thing that I had to learn how to do was match the people, because I know that people are going to be people. All right, you're going to be people, everybody. It's just going to be people. Captain Kuhlman said, one thing that you have to know about people is that people are fickle. But I didn't want that to change who I am. So one thing that I think that us as Christians must understand is that Christians don't get to decide how Christian you're going to be when you disagree. Prophet Khan, I want you to say that again, because you're anointed and you're as bad in the Holy Ghost. And what you just said, hallelujah to God, carried some weight. Okay, I'll say it again. Christians do not get to decide how Christian they're going to be whenever we disagree. I can differ in views. I can differ in politics. I can differ in religion, all right? But I can still be a Christian. And one thing that we have to understand as believers, that you can't turn your love walk on and off. And if you have the ability to turn your love on and out, then you're probably really not saved and you're not a genuine Christian. Because if you are indeed a Christian, you are a Christian 24/7, and I can determine your level of Christianity based on how you treat people. Prophet Karin, come here, because you have Bible for that. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, not by your tongue life, not by your dancing life, not by your prayer life, not by your study life, but your love one for another. And so I want to say this to you, that if you're going to walk this walk, one thing that you're going to have to master is people, all right? And you cannot be a convenient Christian. You can't be a Christian who just loves people that you like. You got to be able to love people who smell bad, love people who are nasty, love people who are sometiming, love individuals who are inconsistent, because that is the true mark of a genuine Christian. What I want to talk to you about, though, is the Spirit of God begin to deal with me in this element, because he started talking to me about people. And as he started talking to me about people, he started talking to me about family, and how some of you are dealing with all kind of family bondage and strongholds and things that are coming up against you. So he took me to Genesis chapter 12, and what I just want you to hear this part. But you know the story of Abraham and how that God told Abraham, through you Everyone in your family is going to be blessed. And this is what I'm on this call for, because there's a clarion call and something that is being released to every individual on this call, because God wants to use you. That's right. You know, you are where you are because of the voice you listen to. Okay? Now listen, he told Abraham, through you, everybody's going to be blessed. But if you really look at that text in its purest form, he was telling Abraham that through your obedience, your whole family is going to be blessed. Now that has a twofold blessing, because Hebrews 4 and 12 says the word of God is quick, powerful, and as sharper than any what? Two-edged sword. So if by my obedience someone will be blessed, by my disobedience someone can be cursed. And this is very, very powerful. And so some of you right now are experiencing breaks in your life, disappointments, letdowns, strongholds, and attacks in your life. But the reason you are experiencing them has nothing to do with you, but somebody in your lineage was disobedient. Somebody in your lineage did not heed the call and the purpose of God on their life. So as a result of that, they have affected everybody behind them. I think we need to understand how important the family element is, because in the Garden of Eden, that before there was anything, you understand, there was family. So everything, now this is very important. I said before anything, there was family. There was a husband, there was a wife, all right? Then there were children, okay? So this is very important, because I want you to understand that. If that is true, everything concerning your first should start in your family. Everything concerning your first should have started in your family. What do you mean, Prophet Karn? Your first conversation about God should not have been in Sunday school. Your first conversation about God should have been in your house. Your first conversation about sex should not have been through you being molested. That first conversation should have been done in your family. All of the things about your individual call, about your assignment, about finance, about education, all of these things that you experience in your life, the first place you should have experienced them, heard them, talked about, was in your family. And this is very, very, very important, because if the family is a very strong element, it matters to me who I decide to like, because everything begins with family. Okay, so even when I get ready to get in a relationship, if I'm going to choose a husband or if I'm going to choose a wife, I got to make sure that I don't look at them as my sweet thing. I can't be talking about, oh, I'm crazy about him or I'm crazy about her. Because since everything begins with family, I have to look at that individual as the potential father to my children or the potential mother to my children. And if I'm going to be married to somebody, I want to make sure I marry somebody who is stable, who is not emotionally damaged, who is not all over the place, who is secure. This is very, very important, because right now, you got to recognize this. You and you, all 800 of you that are on this call since the last time I looked, all 800 of you that are on this call, you are the byproduct of somebody's dating life. Yes, your mom and daddy dated. Somebody dated. And you're the product of somebody's dating life. Prophet Khan, you are preaching good. I know I am. Your story started because of someone's approach to romance. So it's about what God wants from that family. You can't just be dealing with a man or dealing with a woman or dealing with an individual all in the name of I like her or I like him or we gel well together. It's about family. I want to have children one day, and I want to know, is the person I'm going to marry has the capacity to cover, to protect, to minister, to undergird, to strengthen the family element and the assignment that is on my life. But this is very, very important for where I'm getting ready to go, because remember, through you, all families of the earth shall be blessed. Through you, all families of the earth be blessed. Lay hands on yourself and say, through me, my whole family will be blessed. Oh, ba-ba-ba, shata. I felt that in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Say, through me, my whole family shall be blessed. I want us to move on that. I feel an anointing on that. I feel an anointing on that right now. That's $PBCJR. Sow a seed of $12 for Genesis 12. That's right. Through you shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, again, you don't have to listen to me, but I'm just telling you what I feel. I feel this very strong. There's about 300 of you right now on this call that can sow a $12 seed. There's over 900 people on this call. You can go to $PBCJR, $PBCJR, and sow that $12 seed right now. In faith, believing God, saying that through me, my whole family shall be blessed. That's right. Through me, my whole family shall be blessed. Through me, my whole family shall be blessed. Through your what? Through your obedience. I'm not just going to marry anybody. I'm not just going to be with anybody. I'm not going to connect myself to anybody. Why? Because I understand that it's not just about me. It's about family. All right, now, Psalm 68 says something very profound, and I want us to read Psalm 68 because it's a very powerful scripture. Psalm 68 and verse 6, he says, God sets the lonely in families. God sets the lonely in families. I'm going to try that again. God sets the lonely in family. Now, this is very important because all through the scripture, when you look through the Bible, the way that everything is communicated and referred to in the scripture is in a familial way. F-A-M-I-L-I-A-L, familial, all right, dealing with family. It's always done in that way. All through the scripture. Remember, it says, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a what? Father. The older women as what? Mothers. The younger women as what? Sisters. The younger men as what? Brothers. That's why we communicate brother so-and-so. And I want us to be intentional about that. Brother so-and-so. Sister so-and-so. Mother so-and-so. Does that make sense? Because we want to see you as my brother and see you as my sister. All about the scripture, we see that God used family language. He talks about being sons. He talks about being daughters. He talks about how you don't want to be an orphan. God used family language all through scripture. So if you take family out of the Bible, you won't have scripture. Now, this is very important now because God looks at it, but it's spiritual. And some of you understand family, but I'm not sure that you understand family the way God said. Do you understand that? All right. So I want you to understand God is a God of family, but you have to do family God's way. Now, the first question I want to say to most of you all, and I want you to hear this, and I want you to understand this. Most of you might feel like you had a perfect daddy. Who believes that on this call, that your perfect dad, you had a perfect daddy? Because if you do, I want to see you very soon so I can cast that lunatic spirit off of you. That's right, because you didn't have a perfect daddy. I know you think you had a perfect mom who has no secrets, who never did anything wrong, who never snuck away, all right? But I want you to know nobody has a perfect mama and nobody has a perfect father. That's exactly correct, all right? And this is very important because our personalities come from family. All right, whatever way you became, whatever you are right now, you are the product of the things, most of us, that we experience in family. Now, I want you to hear me. Whenever you are in sin, whenever you are under demonization or have been demonized or demonic or got possession, oppression with all kind of demonic spirits, all right, one thing you must understand is one of the ways that God frees you from sin and frees you from the stronghold that you're in is he sets you around normal. Huh? Come on, Brother Khan. I want you to talk to them about this. I said, whenever God wants to bring liberty in your life, he introduces you to normality. And see, some of you, that's a problem because you are safe in being abnormal. And because you are abnormal and you have been safe in being abnormal, you don't know how to handle normal. So because you were groomed by someone who was abnormal, you have created an affinity and a love toward them being abnormal, so you defend it and resist normal. Prophet Khan, you just said a mouthful. So now you are functioning, but you are functionally dysfunctional, all right? And one of the things you're going to have to understand, we're going somewhere, is that in order to get free, you must not be embarrassed about your family story. Amen. Yes, I came from that. Yes, my mama was this way. Yes, my dad is this way. Don't defend it. Don't justify it. Don't say, that's my mama. That's my daddy. That's my grandmama. No, mama was wrong. Daddy was wrong. Yes, they're like that. Yes, I came from some interesting situation. But through the blood. Through the blood of Jesus, it's gone. And I can at will remove myself from a destructive family pattern, and I don't have to keep the secrets of the family at the expense of my sanity. Y'all got to hear me, because there's a cliche that we say, whatever goes on in the house stays in the house. And the reason everybody in the house is crazy is because everybody is holding on to those family secrets. And this is a thing that is creating bondage and strongholds and principalities. I'm hitting on this today because somebody's getting ready to get free from some family stuff. And you're going to find out the root of why you're dealing with some of the things that you're dealing with. We're going to deal with this thing, and we're going to handle it to the root. Are you listening to me today? All right. You need to understand that demons move in families. Angels move in families. Curses move in families. Strongholds move in families. Because you need to understand that everything that you learn or are going to learn, or that you are learning first, will not be in school. It's going to be learned in the family unit. This is very important. This is important for you who don't have families yet. This is very important for you who want to have a family one day. This is very important for you to find out why you are the way you are. You need to understand that the first thing the family unit was responsible for showing you or teaching you was care. What you mean? Care. C-A-R-E. Why? Because when mama showed you that she cared, guess what it taught you? That you were important, that I'm valuable, all right? So if I was so busy, if I was in a family where my mama was busy and my father was busy and they lived in their world and all the children just did what they wanted to do, they don't know that they're important. And if they don't know that they're in an environment where people care and don't know that they're important, they act like they're not, and they are more prone to do destructive things, all right? Why? Because they feel like just a number. Am I making sense? So the first thing that your children need to know, or the first thing that you needed to know, the first thing that you learned was whether the family cared. Some of you came from houses where you were underprotected and you were underloved. So guess what you did? You had children and you were overprotective because you grew up feeling unprotective. So the first thing was care. The second thing that you learned in the family was formation. What do you mean formation? What belongs where? Your ideas of a good mother, of a father, of a woman, of a man came from formation. All of that was developed in family. This is very important because some of you, you got your whole idea of what a good man or a good woman or a good person is all in that family unit. Now, again, this is what you must understand. It doesn't mean that it's right, but that's what you were taught. So if you're around a soft dad and you meet a man who's not soft, you'll call him abusive. If you're around a hard woman woman, you begin to become a woman. I want to say this to you, because not only is the family responsible for formation, but they are also responsible for cultivation. And what does that mean? Because just because you're formed don't mean you're perfect. Okay, what do you mean, Brother Khan? Just because you're a female don't mean you're a good woman. Just because you're a good woman don't mean you're a good wife. Just because you're a good wife don't mean you're a good mother. So that whole element has to be taught in the family dynamic. First, that I'm cared for. Secondly, formation. And then thirdly, cultivation, which means you need that family unit to be taught. I pity people who were raised in environments that they did not have a village, or they were the only person in the house. One of the dangers of this generation is we love to celebrate that we are autodidactical. What does autodidactical mean? It means we love to celebrate that we are self-taught. And a lot of time, we end up being a self-taught failure, because just because you don't know it doesn't mean it's provable. And you got to understand what I'm about to say, because there are a lot of ways that you taught yourself that are not functional, they're not healthy. It's survival. Yes, Prophet Khan, take your time and teach this. You picked on certain traits because you were self-taught, because you were abandoned, because you were undercared for, because you were not cultivated, because you didn't understand how to become. You were not born into a healthy household, a healthy home with a functioning father and a functioning mother. And you got to listen to me. So because you were not born in a healthy space, guess what happened to you? You begin to take on means of survival, and you learn techniques to be okay. You learn techniques on how to get by. And it's okay when you're 12 to 16 years old. But when you get older, those things don't go away. They just become stronger. And you got to understand that now you took on certain personalities and certain behaviors, all because of the dysfunction of somebody else. So your mother was in bondage and your father was in bondage, but you took on these traits to survive, and now their bondage has become your personality. And now here I am as the preacher coming with the word to free you, but what's in the way is how you are built as a person. It's no longer just a demon. It's your personality, and it is your personality that you built as a result of survival that came from your formative years when you should have been being cultivated. Prophet Khan, I want you to preach, because you are anointed tonight. You need to understand that these are all things that you were supposed to be dealt with in your family, not in church. In the family. Hold up, Shatta. Your family was designed, is a design network that was supposed to, number one, protect your purpose. Some of you were not thrown in the trash physically. Your mama didn't throw you in the trash, but your people did throw you in the trash emotionally. And you as a parent, or your father, or your mother, it has an assignment to protect your purpose. And it's very hard, mother. I want to talk to a parent out there. It's very hard to protect your child's purpose if you're not interested in their difference. A parent who tells me I'm the same to all of my children, you've already lost the protection of their purpose, because they are not the same. They are different, and you must deal with them differently because of the call of God that's on their life and the purpose that's been assigned to them. Prophet Khan, you are preaching better then they are saying amen. Hallelujah to God. Not only do you have an assignment to protect their purpose, but you also have an assignment to protect their potential. So the family unit that you were born in, okay, was designed to also protect your potential, which means I, as a parent, and I'm going somewhere now, because everything that I'm giving you to the parent, I'm showing you something, because most of you did not experience this in your house. You never experienced this. So even though you was in a family, the family you were in was dysfunctional. Okay? So what did God do? He put the solitary in families. He put the lonely person in a family. And the family for the believer is the household of faith. It is the church. And it is in the household of faith that you are there for a purpose. But I'm going to, I want to get ahead of myself. All right? But the assignment of your parents was also to protect your potential. So if they were to protect your potential, that means they had to support not only what you had proven, but they had to protect and support things about you that you didn't even know about yourself yet. See, some of you would not be so poor and would not be so in the place you are now had they parented your potential. See, a lot of us was just beat, but after the whipping should come some wisdom. Brother Khan, you are preaching better than they saying amen. I mean, I ain't getting no amens on here, but it's all right. I said, after you give them a consequence, now you got to give them counsel. If you beat your child and you whip them or hit your son or hit your daughter, and then you go into complete silence for 20 minutes and don't say nothing, now you are dysfunctional because you have just disciplined them without telling them why. You've not taken the opportunity to counsel them, to give them wisdom, to show them that they don't have to do what they're doing. Prophet Khan, keep preaching. But not only are they designed to protect, not only are they designed to protect your purpose and your potential, they are also designed to protect your prosperity. And the reason this is very important is because you need to teach them how to prosper and show them. Because whenever you prosper, you are focused. And when you are focused, you might stay out of a lot of stuff. When you don't really know who you are and you're trying to find out who you are easily seduced. Because you don't know what's not worthy of your attention, because you are busy looking for purpose. But had your purpose been parented, had your potential been protected, and had your prosperity been guarded, you would not be in some of the things that you are in today. I'm talking for a reason. Not only that, but the whole purpose of the family is the family is designed to share a common mandate for the glory of God. See, we come together and we take trips and we go on the family trip and a family vacation and family reunion, and all that's wonderful. But families should be coming together for decisions. And the reason we're coming together is because there's a mandate on our last name. There's an assignment on this family. Likosha. Le mandolo bo sita la la banda la kia. Y'all not talking back to me. I said, there's an assignment on this family. Are you listening to me? So because of that, I have to come together and gather. I'm sitting down my sons and daughters, sitting down my husband and wife, sitting them down and having a conversation with them. And what is that conversation about? The assignment. What has God called this family to do? What are we supposed to be doing? And let me tell you something. Certain families, you can tell the assignment by the bondage that they share. When the whole family is dealing with the same bondage, the same stronghold, the same attack, that's one of the ways you know what the assignment of that family is, because he is attacking everybody with the same thing. God introduces himself as the God of family. Did he not say, I'm the God of Abraham, I'm the God of Jacob, and I'm the God of Isaac? All right? So you need to discern the call of God on your life for your family and stop living in the crisis of your family. Prophet Khan, I want you to preach. Some of you have allowed the enemy to cause you to slip into the same bondage and curse and crisis that is in your family. But you, through you, shall all families of the earth be blessed. Through you shall all families of the earth be blessed. Come on here. Through you. Through you, I feel the anointing. Through you, lay hands on yourself again and say, through me. Through me shall all families of the earth be blessed through my obedience. Come on here. So what did fathers do? They built the altar. They would build an altar for the family. Why? Because God never wanted you to be celebrated by yourself. He never wanted you to win alone. He never wants you to celebrate alone. Are you listening to me? He never wanted you to do well and succeed and not have a family to celebrate you when you do well. And a lot of times, one of the tricks of the enemy is to cause the family to gather around the child who is the crisis child and the child who causes problems instead of the child who gets the grades, who's smart, who does well. Because the enemy does that because he wants us to continue in the crisis. Are you listening to me? God wanted you to win around your family, because whenever you win around your family, it creates accountability. What do you mean? What do you mean? When I know you can do good as your family, I can look at you and say, I saw you win before, so I know you ain't got to act like this. Are you listening to me? I've seen you at your best. I've seen you powerful. I've seen you healthy. I've seen you anointed. Are you listening to me? So I know you ain't got to act like this. You must know the assignment for your family. All right? Come on, Brother Carl. Keep going. I'm coming. Now, the pillars of the family is the father and the mother. They're the pillars. They're the founders of the family, the father and the mother. But the son is the seed for the posterity of the family. That's why the command was always given to the son, because the son carried the seed. And it's very important who your father is. It's very important who your mother is. But I want to really go to the father, because the future of the family is determined by the founder. Are you listening to me? I said the future of the family. Now, this don't go for all my saved people, because I'm going to show you something. See, if the father is the one who determines the future of his family. But that's when you're not saved. I say the father determines the future of the family. But the point I'm trying to get you to, which is where I'm going right now, is saved folk has the power to change it by your obedience. If your father was dysfunctional, if your mother was off, if they didn't do what they were supposed to do, they didn't parent your potential, they didn't parent your purpose, they didn't guard your prosperity, they didn't show care, you were never formed properly, you were never cultivated properly, you don't have to be a victim to where you came from. By the precious blood of Jesus, you got the power to change. Come on, Prophet Khan, to change your destiny. Are you listening to me? Through your obedience. Say it again. By me shall the whole family be blessed. By me shall my whole family be blessed. By me shall my whole family be blessed. Are you listening to me? That's why this is very important. My God, if I had time, I would really preach this, and I'd get into it maybe in a family conference. But that's why I tell single women, if your husband is a broken son, he can't be a good father. He can be skilled, he can be intelligent, he can be anointed, but he don't know how to be a son. Always be careful of being with a man who don't know how to submit to authority. If he cannot submit to authority, he is not going to be able to submit to God. He's not going to be able to hear God for that house, because he doesn't submit to authority. He is broken. He is a stand there. Come on, Prophet Khan. And then you decide with your hot self to go marry somebody and had no wisdom, no discernment. Are you listening to me? The Father is the seed holder. What you say, I'm going to get up off of this. I say the Father is the seed holder. And that's what we got to teach our sons. And that's what you got to teach your sons, fathers, that they're the seed holder. The reason I hold my seed is because I'm stewarding souls. And some of you brothers, the reason you broke and ain't got no money is because you laid your seed everywhere. But when you recognize that my seed carries power, my seed has weight, my seed will shift a generation, you will hold your seed. Prophet Khan, preach. Now, he takes the solitary and he puts you in a family. And the whole purpose of God bringing you into family. Joshua chapter 5. Come on, I'm done because y'all don't want to hear this. Y'all ain't ready for this. My God, my God. Joshua chapter 5, verse 2. At that time, the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel. But I want you to do it the second time. Come on here. I'm ready to go. Here it is, the children of Israel. If I had time to get into it, I would, but I can't. But their children, the reason Israel had to be circumcised the second time is their parents died in the wilderness. They were never properly parented. And because they were never properly parented, when they got to Joshua, the first thing God said to Joshua is if these people are going to walk with you, they're going to have to show you their nakedness and be circumcised. It is easy to circumcise a 3-day-old child, a 6-day-old child, a 3-month-old child. It's easy. The child don't even know what's going on. But these people are 20 and 30 years old now. They're 40 years old now. And the man of God has been given an assignment to circumcise, cut away their foreskin, to cut their private part. God placed you in family, in church, in the household of faith. And you know why he set you in the household of faith? Because you need circumcision. There are things in your life that need to be cut out. But it will never be cut if you won't expose your nakedness to your leader. And God gave me this word and said to me, so many people in the household of faith are held back because they wear a mask in front of their leaders and pastors and won't expose their nakedness and won't give it to their leader, expose their nakedness to their leader so their pastors can cut off anything in their life that's holding them back. Yes, you got demons of entitlement, strongholds of fear, rejection, abandonment, things that you've been through that's never been dealt with. You went to church, you danced, you shouted, but you've never exposed your nakedness. I'm not talking about physically now. I'm talking about emotionally. I'm talking about psychologically. I'm talking about being naked before your leader. Keep your natural clothes on. Amen. We'll make sure I say that. I say keep your natural clothes on. But I'm talking about spiritual nakedness. emotional nakedness, psychological nakedness, where you are naked before your leader and tell him the things you struggle with. And he has the power to cut it out your life. But he can't cut it if you don't humble yourself and expose your name. God did not place you in the body of Christ to remain dysfunctional. I put the solitary in families. And through your obedience, your whole family is going to be blessed. Ah! Halabashande, Erio Sikanai. God told me that there are 500 people on this call that has an assignment to break the stronghold on your family. And it won't be through praying 1,000 prayers. It's going to be by one word, obedience. God told Abraham, leave everything. Where I'm going, into a land that I'll show you. And if you obey me, Abraham, everybody in your family is going to be blessed because of your obedience. I can't do what I want to do. You can't do what you want to do, young lady, young man. Why not? Because my family's destiny is contingent upon my obedience. My family's breakthrough is contingent upon my obedience. The deliverance. I feel the anointing. It is broken by your obedience. There's a man on this call. There's a woman on this call. You are held back. And let's forget the curse. Forget what your family's been dealing with. You know the crisis. You know what it is. Forget it. We're breaking it tonight. How you going to break it? By your obedience. You're going to submit yourself and find you a family. That's why the devil does everything he can to keep people out of the household of faith, to keep you out of church, to keep you connected to a family, to make you think you can do this all by yourself. You can't. But he does that to you because guess what? If you become self-taught, you'll be a self-taught failure and you'll never reach the place of your potential. Obo ko shobo kobo kobo shaba. Hanki bibi biki kankala mahaya. Hallelujah to God. But everything you need is going to be released unto you in this hour. And guess how it's going to be released? Through your obedience. Menke ikatosha hambeleriasa hialamandolobokosaya hiliandele mayalalabashata. Are you listening to me? This word came straight from heaven, young lady. Some of you are a million miles away. You know, God give you a leader who can see things about your life. You got to submit yourself. We're in a generation of people now who magnify the mic. They love the microphone, but don't want to be a son and want to serve in a ministry that you won't even mop at. Why you want to serve where you won't mop? Come on here. Why you want to preach where you won't clean? And we put people in the pulpit to minister who've never even served in their church, so they don't have the heart of a son, and they're spiritual orphans who are only loyal to the last meal they received. Prophet Khan, you're preaching tonight. I feel the anointing, and it's apostolic. Through you. That's why I can't play with you, young man. I can't play with you, young woman. I can't play with you. Because through you, your whole family going to be blessed. Through you, curses are coming up. But you got to get naked emotionally. Get naked with the things you are struggling with. Yeah, sit down with your pastor when you find him. Say, hey, pastor, I want to make myself accountable. This is why I'm struggling. Amen. You are? Your confession just brought your deliverance. The power of anything is in the secret. And as long as it is a secret in your life, the enemy got power. But the minute you expose it, you break its power off of you. And it brings you into accountability. Odibashata. See, family can hold you accountable. Family can say, you ain't got to be drinking, living like that. Family, we're in a generation that magnifies whoredom. Magnify whoredom. Celebrate being a hoe. And make you feel bad when you don't be a loose. But the devil is a liar. Through your obedience, your family shall be blessed. Through your obedience, your family shall be blessed. I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost. Ola bashanda, I received an instruction from the Lord. And this is the first case of your obedience. There are 300 of you on this call. You're going to follow this instruction. And I'll be releasing to you an instruction that God wants you to do. And this is going to break something off of your whole family. And you will be the Joshua. You will be the deliverer. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost. I can tell you what I think. I feel the anointing moving down my spine. Some of you know there are things that you are dealing with that's bigger than you, that's stronger than you, and you are dealing with certain things. And guess what? You know why you're dealing with it? Because somebody in your family was disobedient. But through you, everybody's about to be blessed. Otobokosha. And dele mandala basaya. I felt that strong. Hora basaya. There are 300 of you on this call. There are 300 of you on this call. You're going to follow this instruction of sowing that seed, Psalm 68:6. You're going to sow a seed of $68.06. There are 300 of you on this call that's going to go to $PBCJR. And you're going to sow that seed of $68.06. When you sow that seed, in the next 24 hours, you'll be receiving a letter from me via email with an instruction. I have received the seed from the people who obeyed the mailbox miracle. I have received your seed, and I have it with me. I received it on yesterday, and I have it with me today. I'll be praying over it, and over the next 14 to 21 days, some of you are going to be sending reports to the church, calling the church, testifying, Pastor, I got a check in the mail. Pastor, I got an unexpected check in the mail. Pastor, this came in the mail. Pastor, this showed up in the mail. Because God called it the mailbox miracle. But this seed is for your family. You are going to break this thing up off of your family. And there are 300 people on this call right now. 300 people on this call right now who are sowing a seed of $68.06. And in the next 24 hours, you will receive an instruction from me of something that God wants you to do, that you're going to obey, that is going to set your family up for this next season. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. You can give it $PBCJR. You can go to the website, briancarn.com, briancarn.org. But sow your seed now. And I always tell you, send an email to customer service at briancarn. Is it .org? To let us know with the picture of your receipt so we can know that you sowed your seed. Customer service at briancarn.org. Mala bale de beso. Ulan kalamanda. Father, I said what you told me to say. You told me that you were breaking generational curses. Korobo shandiriasi. You told me that. You told me that this is the season that people no longer had to live under a spell. So in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you that there are 300 people on this call. Now again, some of you, you always think it's a game, and if you do, don't do it. Do not do anything you don't want to do, because this ain't for everybody. Jesus had a multitude, but only 12 was able to walk with him. Only 3 were able to go to the mountain of transfiguration. But I know that there are 3 people on this call that's going to give $68.06. 5 of you are going to give $168.06. 5 of you are going to give $168.06. 5 of you are going to give $168.06. 1 of you are going to give $568.06. But as soon as you sow that seed, I need you to send an email to customerservice@briancarn.org with a picture of the seed that you sowed. It's amazing to me how some of you swear that you believe in this anointing but never follow any instruction and wonder why your well is dry. Amen. There are certain words that are so powerful to me that if I had to go put it on a card, if I had to get it out of savings, I would do it. Because that's how serious the word of the Lord is. It's not a game. It's a joke. It's not a joke. So I'm challenging right now 300 people to move in faith. $PBCJR. BrianCarn.com. BrianCarn.org. Sow that seed in faith. If you got to mail it because you don't have no way to do it, you can mail it. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. But I'm so serious. I need you to sow that seed, and I need you to send me that email. Amen. I need you to send me that email so I can send you back the word of the Lord that you'll be getting in the next 24 hours. That means you have to check your email. Make sure you leave your email. That's the only way we're going to know. But customerservice@briancarn.org so we can validate that you sowed that seed. And Sister Joy, get somebody to help you. Okay, you have to do that by yourself. But I need to be able to validate that you did it, and you'll be receiving an email. Check your email in the next 24 hours with an instruction. And watch what God is about to do in the life of your family, in your life. And guess why it's going to happen? Because of your obedience. Who? Your obedience. your obedience. You are blessed. You are favored and anointed. You can't be stopped. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. What a word. Please obey this instruction and heed the things that I said to you today. Submit yourself. Become naked so that you can be circumcised. That's the only reason God placed you in that family, the church, so that you won't live the rest of your life in dysfunction. Pray for me. I'm praying for you. My anniversary is this week in Houston, Jacksonville, and Charlotte. I'll be at all churches. Great preachers. It's going to be awesome. You are blessed. Love you much. More grace.